This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 493 for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly higher on Wednesday, receiving some spillover from rising veg oil prices. Some areas in the prairies are expected to hit temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius in the coming days, which could stress canola crops. Crude oil is a pinch higher, as tightening supply and recession fears pull prices in opposite directions. Prices for the Chicago soy complex are rising significantly on Wednesday, as well as European rapeseed. However, Malaysian palm oil was mostly lower. The Canadian dollar is moving very little against the U.S. greenback. The U.S. Federal Reserve will announce at 1 p.m. Central Time its latest key interest rate hike, expected to be 0.75 points. The November canola contract is up $1.70 per bushel to $815.50. In the U.S., soybeans are making double-digit gains, corn is making little price movement, and wheat is markedly lower. Just like canola, soybean growing areas of the U.S. are expected to reach temperatures exceeding 30 degrees. Meanwhile, prices for soy and soy meal are rallying as a result of spillover from veg oils. Those prices are in turn spilling over into the soybean crop. The August soybean contract is up 41 cents U.S. per bushel to $15.74. Corn is staying steady for the most part on Wednesday. The upcoming heat wave expected to cover the eastern half of the United States is also threatening to deteriorate corn crops. The European Union has slashed its corn yield estimate to 107.8 bushels per acre as a result of the heat wave over the continent. Brazil's Safrinha corn harvest is 62% complete compared to 39% last year. The September corn contract is up 2 cents U.S. per bushel to $5.99. Wheat is taking a turn downwards with spring and hard red varieties down double digits despite heat concerns. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council reported yesterday that the yield average for hard red spring wheat was 48.9 bushels per acre, its highest since 2015. Meanwhile, officials are saying the first Ukrainian grain exports onto the Black Sea since the start of Russia's invasion should be expected later this week. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 9 cents U.S. per bushel to $7.95. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 cents U.S. to $8.64. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 17 cents U.S. to $9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 27th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.